People whose understanding is of an initial level of development cannot possibly examine completely concealed phenomena through the science of logic. Such phenomena can hardly be established in relation to our experience either. This is where we have to rely on valid scriptural authority. The reliability or authority of scriptural teachings needs to be established first. Likewise, the validity or credibility of the teacher who gave such teachings must be proven. Scriptural authority must be able to withstand a three-tier analysis, that teachings concerning obvious phenomena are not contradicted by direct apprehension, that teachings concerning partially obscure phenomena are not contradicted by inferential cognition, and that its teachings concerning very obscure phenomena are not contradicted by inferential cognition based on faith. The validity of such scriptural authority in turn should be tested by logical reasoning. As it is taught that the teachings are true or valid in relation to the main meaning or the chief goal, their validity concerning other goals can be understood by inference. Our chief goal is the state of definite goodness, nirvana, and omniscience, while favorable rebirth as a human being or God is an ordinary goal. So when teachings that propound the process for realizing definite goodness are not found to be faulty under logical examination, it is simply not possible for them to be faulty with regard to the ordinary goal. It is a matter of common sense that when something is true with respect to the difficult aspects of a question, its being true concerning simple matters is beyond doubt.